I was in a meeting last week, and it was a bunch of O&M that were together, and we were talking about some of these same issues, you know, that y'all have been talking about. And I would suggest for anybody who is wondering how to implement something, you know, to give that concern to Margie Wood, because she's working with some others and working with Marty Murrell. Many of you who've been in the field now for a while may recognize that name. You know, she used to be our state VI person through TEA. And Marty is still very active, and she works with the universities too. And she had a lot to do with pushing, you know, these laws, you know, into effect. So please send your concerns to Margie so she can kind of pass that on. Because those of us at the service center, we may get phone calls about, you know, this new law, and pretty much all we can do is share what the law, you know, is and bring it to the attention. We're not supposed to, from a service center angle, interpret, because, you know, there's the law. And unlike you, I'm hoping, you know, with the commissioner rules that they'll tweak it out, you know, and it's clearer for everybody. But thank you so much for doing this for us. Great job.
Thank you, Gwen. As a five-person team that all lived in Nacogdoches for at least 4 years, when we saw your face, we said, Gwen!
I have a question. This is Kate. Well, actually, I have several questions, some of them to you, and then one of them I'm going to throw out to other people. I'm curious, I know you've got an extra O&M person with you now. Do you think that by going through this process and being able to really document, you know, number and need related to evaluation, that it helped you in making a case for hiring an additional O&M for your team? Did that have any impact at all, one way or the other?
For us, it did not. However, I think that this is a big open door opportunity for a lot of districts, a lot of people that are just maybe contracting. They have very minimal O&M services. I think that this is a huge opportunity to use that formula or whatever formula you develop and go to your administrator and say, we've got a law. We've got to do this. Mm-hmm. Here's our numbers. This is what we're looking at. How are we going to make this work? Are you going to extend my contract to be all year? Are we going to hire somebody? Are we going to contract? What are we going to do? In our situation in Cy-Fair, we are such a huge and growing district. I mean, we're really big. We talked about at lunch today that none of the five of us live in the same city on our address. We're so big that we're coming at our district from different angles, literally. So for us, it was simply a matter of additional numbers. Like I said, we added another VI, and I know Chuck said this year, and we all agreed, we thought by hiring Megan it was going to be so much easier this year, and boy, we're tired.
And I would also say that it wasn't necessarily the evaluation, you know, that we have these evaluations to do is why we hired somebody, but because of the evaluations and the kids that we caught that weren't getting services before, and now they're getting services, that brought up our numbers, which then brought on Megan. So I think that we probably added numbers because we did the evaluations and added kids that might not have been in the process before. So,
and because we had kind of been doing this process for some time, we saw that big influx over time. I predict that some people that are really just taking this on are going to see a huge increase. And what I would encourage people to do is do what's right for kids. Qualify them. If they need you and if they need orientation and mobility, qualify them. And then once you have that student, you know, all of those students and all of that that service time that must be met, you can then take that to an administrator and say, this is what we have to do. We need help. And I think that that will be a benefit for a lot of people.
Thanks. I guess my other question or comment, I think I saw Olga out in the audience a little earlier, And Olga, I was just curious if you had some information to share or thoughts to share as about the role that the Statewide Leadership Network might be playing related to this issue. Any kind of plans for the future in terms of how you might be able to support or direct the process from as far as the statewide leadership responsibilities go?
Okay, what we're doing right now is TEA asked us, first of all, not to interpret the law, but to do what we're supposed to be doing. And right now we're supposed to have the VI teachers tell the O&M instructors, you know, this student needs an evaluation, just like we always have. The TEA did put out a review booklet. I sent it out to all the ESCs, and those ESCs sent it to your school districts, reviewing each Senate bill and each House bill. And there's a review of exactly what each bill pertains and says they have to do. So that's what we're going by, exactly what that briefing book from TEA states. But for right now, you know, we know that it's going to take an effect 2014, 2015, and basically, I love what Cypress Fairbanks is doing. That's what we should have been doing all along, and every district should be doing that, and VI teachers referring those students over for screenings and evaluations.
Thanks, Olga.
I'm also curious to
hear from any of the others of you that are out there as participants, if you have developed similar process that you're using. I'm just kind of curious, you know, is SciFair the only one out there doing that, or have some of you already begun to come up with your own process, and is it similar or very different? What kinds of things like that might our participants share?
We are in Dallas. In DISC, we have been doing this for 11 years. And really the way we started was very similar to what you're doing. Whenever the student was coming up for a three-year re-eval, we just kind of push our way in. And and then we started, you know, letting people know that we wanted to be the ones that decided whether the student was going to receive O&M or not. We don't have all of the paperwork that you guys have, which is great. We may just kind of steal it from you.
No.
Because all the forms are great. But I think starting slow is the best way to go, you know, because otherwise you're just going to spend all of your time doing all assessments and doing nothing else. But it did help for us we were able to show the need for more O&Ms. And at this point, I think we, you know, we'll be able to, with the new law, now that it is actual law, we'll be able to hopefully continue to add on more O&Ms, because we have found that there were a lot of kids that were unidentified. But doing it slowly is the best way to go. You know, we didn't have a limit of how many years. We just kind of went on with when the kids had an assessment. We just kind of push ourselves and say, we will do it, we'll do it. And the teachers love it because they don't have to do the O&M assessment. And all they say is just refer to or see O&M assessment.
Yep. Well, and I will say, as far as our forms, we just made them up the best we could, so I can't tell you that they're perfect. I can't tell you that they're even correct or right. They're just things over the years, and it's literally been over the years, things that we've developed, and we've tried to make them, any of our forms, we've tried to make them align with the legal language, so that's how we develop them. They're certainly not perfect, but it's what's been working for us. So once we get a certain form in place, then we really try to stick with it, because it just becomes an expectation then.